Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
Yeah.
Today, our quote is, do not set aside your happiness. Do not wait to be happy in the future. The best time to be happy is always now. I feel like that's something that a lot of people forget about, and it's just like your daily reminder to be happy now. Don't have goal-oriented happiness, because you're just gonna be disappointed.
Yeah. I feel like that's a big one for us, because we had goal-oriented happiness for the longest time.
Yeah.
And it's like, and the thing is, it's really important the way you phrase things, because you're not finding happiness. You're not, like, looking for happiness. You're not waiting for happiness. You create your happiness. And you can create it right now.
Yeah.
And if your circumstances aren't, like, allowing you to be fully happy, I mean, either you try your best to exit those circumstances, or
you make the best of it.
Yeah, you make the best of it.
Sometimes you have no choice.
Yeah.
Especially if you're young and you're, like, in an oppressing household.
Sometimes you just have to stick it through. Or even if you're older and you feel as though, like, your circumstances, like, you just have to keep paying those bills, even though, like, you hate the job, it's like, just keep working at it. Just keep working on it, what it is, what your passion is, whatever you think is the next best step towards that happiness, and just try to create it. Try to make it now, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I feel like, at least, we've only recently exited a very, like, toxic household, if that makes sense, or a very oppressing household.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, like, I just imagine if somebody were to tell me this, like, if I were to tell me, myself, this, like, 5 years ago, it's like, bitch, but you don't even know what you're fucking talking about. Like, you don't know what my circumstances are. Like,
exactly.
I literally have no fucking choice. Yeah. I had to be here. And I was unhappy because of my situation. And it's like, it's nothing that I created. It's just, I mean, it had to be done. And the external factors are what they are. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, don't fucking tell me not to have goal-oriented happiness, because I can't fucking make happiness right now. So what?
That's the part that sucks, and even if you're not being oppressed, just not knowing what to do, because that's the thing, like, I guess I'm happy right now, but I'd be lying if I said that I didn't think that I'd be happier once I kind of had it all figured out, you know?
Well, I mean, of course, obviously. I mean, but the thing is, you just need, ready? It's not that you are going to be happier once you have it figured out, it's, the thing is, you're never going to fully figure it out. And there's always going to be that next step. There's always going to be the one-upping, the better, the more money, the more this, the more that. You know what I mean? There's always yeah. going to be a better. Mm-hmm. So unless you teach yourself and you literally learn to find happiness, to be happy, to appreciate and be grateful for, like, your present, you're never going to... Are you okay?
Yeah. You're never going
to
be happy.
You're never going to, because there's always going to be the next step. So, like, the thing is, even when you have it all figured out, there's going to be something else you didn't know that you needed to figure out. You know what I mean? There's going to be the next thing. Oh, there's this. There's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, literally, just find, like, teach yourself now how to be happy, how to find what to be grateful for now, what you can rejoice now, you know?
Yeah.
Versus
100%.
Again, if you just focus on that goal and you focus on the future, there's always going to be something else, you know? Because I don't know about you, but for the longest time, I was like, oh, when I get my bachelor's degree, like, finally, then, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy. And it wasn't like that.
It really wasn't. It was slapped in the face.
It was nowhere near that. And now is when I'm, like, kind of, when I decided to break free of that and actually be like, wait, is this actually what I want? And the thing is, because it's so many things, because when I was doing it, I thought that's what I wanted to be doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I would have actually, like, if I would have thought about it and it's like, hey, what do I want to do? It's like, yeah, I want to do this. Just, it's a fucking tedious-ass process and it's annoying, but, like, this is what I want to do. And
more
it's
than
like,
anything, it's like, what else would I do? This is the only option.
También. Yeah. But it's a lot of circumstances. It's, I don't know, it comes with self-awareness, it comes with understanding who you are, like, what your hobbies are, like, literally, what you think your life will look like.
What, like, you just want it to look like.
Yeah. Yeah, just spell that out. More like, spell out, well, I guess what literally happened for me is that I saw where my life was going. Like, I literally saw where I was taking my life. Versus what I would have wanted, and they didn't align at all. Mm-hmm. They were, like, not similar at all, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like,
not gonna do
hold up a fucking second.
Yeah.
I wanna, this is my life.
Deadass.
This is my consciousness. This is the version of me that I am want to create. And it's like, it wasn't what I was doing. So,
fuck that.
No, yeah.
I'm me.
Okay, right, so yeah.
That was our quote. So to get into what we wanted to talk to today, it's kind of on the same topic. It hardly ever happens that our quote correlates. It's just, I feel like happiness again, whether it be minimalistic or materialistic.
Okay, because that's the thing. Like, do you have a specific opinion on this? Mm-hmm. Because I think I do. Okay, tell me.
I think being materialistic is really fucked up and really shallow, and you shouldn't be materialistic. But at the same time, if objects bring you happiness, why not indulge in happiness? Because if you're not buying stuff, then what, you're saving money? But I guess if you're not buying stuff, you're using that money for experiences instead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you have only money...
It's actually scientifically proven if you spend money on experiences versus material items, it feels more rewarding for you in your life. It's more... It brings you more.
Doing it on experiences?
Mm-hmm.
I find that doubtful.
Oh, scientific.
Because material you actually see every day versus an experience, oh, that happens and you forget about it, especially if you have really shitty memory.
Oh, well, I mean, then you can fight with the scientists about that.
I will. No, because that's something, actually, material brings me happiness. Like, I like collecting things, I like buying things, I like having little trinkets.
Mm.
I enjoy that, but I want to live a very minimalistic, life. And I'd like to save my money and only use it to, like, travel and, like, eat. But at the same time, I also want to buy, like, little chichirias, you know?
I mean, I feel like it doesn't have to be one extreme or the other.
If you're a broke bitch, it does.
It really doesn't.
Why not?
As in, the thing is, I don't know about you, but, like, is your happiness, does that have to be a freaking, like, I don't know, what's an expensive brand? Like, freaking... a Louis Vuitton, like, I don't know, exclusive one-time bag or something?
I bought that, I would literally be in debt for the rest of my life.
No, I mean, I know, but what I'm saying is, like, is buying one thing that's, like, worth, like, your entire life savings, like, is that bringing you happiness versus... No. Let me finish.
Oh, okay. I was about to say no. No one's saying Louis Vuitton.
No, I know. But, like, the thing is, for me, happiness is literally just, like, the little Demon Slayer trinkets.
Oh, I know. A whole bunch of little things,
and they're
but...
just, like, $10.
Oh, okay.
So, what the fuck?
You're exaggerating it, because, okay.
I'm not.
The thing is, you get a set amount of money every week or every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And those little trinkets, collecting little items... that shit adds up, and you have other bills to pay as well. So it's the kind of thing where the little bit of money you have to spend on yourself, or you could save it on traveling, if you're spending it on trinkets, then you're choosing material over experience.
Okay. I mean, but then it's too like, oh, I can only get material or I can only get experience?
You could get material, but then you limit the amount of experiences you could have. Or I mean, you could have more experiences and not have material.
Okay, agreed.
If material brings you happiness,
but that's
then
what I was gonna say.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. The thing is, I'm saying that I wish I didn't like material so much,
okay,
and need material so much, because then I could experience more. But material brings me happiness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, apparently, according to scientists, experiences bring you more joy. It doesn't feel like that to me. Like, I know I'm going to enjoy an experience, but I can actually hold a physical item, so I would prefer that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Versus, of course, after I have, like, a whole bunch of little things, like, it's just the moment of, like, satisfying that urge to buy that item, but once you have it, it's kind of, okay, now I have it, you know?
Yeah.
Versus an experience is like, oh, yeah, I went there, and you have stories and, like, memories. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, that one would potentially be more gratifying, but for me, I prefer material. And I feel like being materialistic is shallow.
I mean, I don't think you're materialistic in the materialistic to the point of being shallow. Like, I feel as though you've allowed materials to bring you joy,
mm-hmm,
as in a form of coping.
Yeah.
If shopping. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping is a form of coping for you, which isn't necessarily, like, I mean, sure, if you want to get, like, super technical, oh my god, you're so shallow, like, you buy for happiness. It's like, no, I mean, I buy to fill a void. It's like, excuse you.
Yeah.
I mean, in your specific case, because mm-hmm. The thing is, I would like to say that I'm not very materialistic, but I definitely buy things that I like, and I buy things that I enjoy.
Even if you don't need them.
Agreed, but I don't find myself to be materialistic at all. I mean, I buy certain things that I like and I enjoy.
Right, quick. I'm just gonna Google because I'm pretty sure that is literally the definition of materialistic.
I mean, yeah. The thing is, my ideal life, or at least right now, what my, like, next-ish, like, short-term-ish...
lies.
Whoa, talk to me.
A materialistic person is a person who is markedly, so I guess, like, very much...
constantly, yeah.
Very much more concerned with material things than with spiritual, intellectual, or cultural values.
Oh, fuck no.
No.
Not
even a little bit. I just enjoy buying items. Enjoy collecting things.
To fill the void.
To fill the void.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it doesn't even, like, transcend to being a hoarder, because I'm very willing to throw out everything I have in my room.
Me too. That's the thing.
That's what... Dale.
Say, no,
because, like, that's what hurts the most, because when we couldn't find those little Demon Slayer trinkets that they have at Target that are all over TikTok, if you're on Weeb TikTok, I was dying. I'm like, give me my shit. Now that I have them, if I have to throw them out, like, if right now we were moving, I would throw out everything in my room.
Stop.
I'm attached to nothing, except for Denki. But that's just
so
because
true,
my
but the thing
obsession.
Is, but let me just say, I mean, I don't know if it's because it's literally the last thing I spent my money on, but I am not willing to sell the little Demon Slayer trinket.
Sell them? Oh, that's smart. I was thinking throw them out.
Oh, I was, sorry.
I would sell them. If some person came and it's like, oh my god, I wouldn't sell them.
I would sell them $20 a pop.
Me too. That's at 100%. Profit.
Yeah. I spent $10 on them. You get them for $20, bitch.
The only one we're missing is Tomioka.
I know, baby. But yeah, I don't know if it's just it's the most recent thing, but I'm literally thinking, because the thing is, my ideal thing, and I've already said it, and you're like, I don't know why the fuck you keep repeating this, because it's not what's gonna happen. But I got the idea from, I saw these, this group of, and it was actually sisters, it was like 7 sisters. They decided to all, like, just drop everything and move to Hawaii. And they decided to sell everything, whatever, and just fit, like, each of their, like, their entire lives fit into 3 suitcases. It was one large, one
each.
Medium, one small each. Mm-hmm. And they just went to Hawaii. And they moved to Hawaii and just started a new life there. And I was like, that sounds fucking amazing. So I'm like, yeah, 3 suitcases, let's go. And you're like, I don't know why you keep saying 3 suitcases. I need at least 7.
I mean, honestly, all my clothes would probably be the 3 suitcases.
Yeah, agree. That's the thing, I also need to do a closet. Okay, because ready? What I wanted to go through is, like, I don't know, my living style is not minimalistic.
Agreed.
Right now.
Agreed. I want to be minimalistic.
Me too-ish.
But at the same time, I enjoy,
I need to fill the void.
The thing is, it's not that I enjoy chaos, but I really like how chaotic my room is. My room used to be so empty, bare. It's so chaotic, and I'm living for the chaos.
I feel like my room also has chaos, right? Not as much chaos as yours, but I feel like it has...
Your room is extremely chaotic. What do you mean? You have
yeah?
all that.
Oh.
That's just chaos.
I have, like, a flower wall. I have a messy desk. I have, like, an anime mirror corner.
Yeah.
I have stuffed animals all along the couch.
Yeah, no, you definitely have chaos.
Well, you know what? I was trying.
But at the same time, I think your room has always been chaotic because you've never had empty space. This was always full, you know?
It really fucking was.
So I feel like that's the difference. Like, it didn't feel like a big change for you.
What is this, the corner of the room? I've always had, like, a desk space.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you said this. You're not being very detailed.
Oh, just your room has always been busy. It's never been empty and, like, oh, there's space. But versus my room has always just been space, you know?
Okay.
And now I'm kind of filling it so it looks, like, more drastic.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it still looks really fucking empty. But it's more chaotic. And I'm living for that.
Because my thing is, because I feel like our short-term plan is to move to Hawaii. But our, like, long-term plan would be, like, van life.
Well, that's the thing, actually, because since we're on this traveling frenzy, doing van life now kind of seems ideal.
Right.
But I kind of want to, see what it's like, but if I like Hawaii life too much, we might never do van life. Mm.
It's okay, I'll do van life on my own.
Yeah?
No.
I was about to say, that sounds boring. Just van life seems really lonely, but I guess we should do van life before we get into any serious relationships.
That too. Not that I'm ever gonna get into a serious relationship.
Right.
Damn.
I was just vibing with your depressive.
Yeah. No, depression. Not, no, it's not depressing at all. Like, I don't know if I want to take care of other people in my life.
Never have kids. Get rid of your dog, throw him in the trash. I'm just kidding.
Damn!
No, but the thing is, so I feel like van life is definitely something that needs to happen soon.
Like, before Hawaii?
I don't want it to happen before Hawaii. I don't want to do van life now. But I think if we're gonna do it, it kind of has to be now. You know?
No. I mean, I see where you're coming from, but it doesn't have to.
Like, I see where you're coming from, but
I mean, you know what would be really nice? Ideal, talk buy some property in Hawaii, rent that ish out. The profit we get from the renter's fee is what keeps us alive during van life.
Because that's something. I was watching this one live from these two vanners on Instagram, and they were literally like, we've been doing van life for, 2 years or whatever. Or they said, a year and a half or something. And people were like, how do you guys, make money to be on the road? And they're like, well, I mean, generally we, stop for, we work for, half a year. And, we stop somewhere, we work, I don't know, three to 6 months. And then with that, we save up as much as we can to be on the road for the rest of the year. And just literally do, right? And the thing is, it seems so freeing because, yes, you do need to at one point conform and make money because obviously you have to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Until you, at least they also said that they wrote a book. Oh, because that's the thing, because they were for the first year, they had worked for 6 months and then they saved up enough to be able to travel a year. And then at around that point, they had written a book and they sold 700 copies.
Nice.
Which isn't a lot, but it was, and they're and they were hoping that would be able to finance them. They said they didn't have the exact numbers, but that would be able to finance them nine to 12 months. So the next year.
Oh, wow, they live quite an inexpensive lifestyle.
Van life, yeah.
I mean, it's just gas and food.
Literally. And just, I mean,
don't understand the water. How does the running water happen?
They have something.
I know, something. I just don't know
what. Okay, you just need to buy it.
Whatever the something is, give me
whatever
two.
It is. Yeah. Literally, you just have to have something. Because then some people have also showers in there. And people have, it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a I don't mind thing. Doing gym showers, though.
That's a conversation for another time.
Oh, you really want a shower in there?
I mean,
If we have a shower in there, I'm not going to use it because it's going to be way too tiny, or we're going to have to shower in the middle of the world. I know you have a little fish, but I don't think I'd be willing to use it, you know?
I think we're thinking very different things.
Is a shower inside?
Yes.
Then it's going to be way too tiny.
No.
I'm very tall.
I mean, versus
and very wide.
Public shower?
Those fit people.
I know, but, you can't be comfortable. I can't blast my music. I can't do shit.
Well, you wouldn't blast your music.
And I take fucking 3-hour-long showers.
Good, and then you don't have to worry about the money or the water costs. Maybe. You just go shower.
Yeah, and laundromats. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see. When the time comes, we'll see.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so minimalist versus materialist.
I mean, if we're gonna do van life, we gotta be minimalist as fuck.
I mean, yeah, we would have to get rid of a lot of stuff or, put a lot of shit at our parents' house and just, you guys hold on to this shit for me. Yeah. Please.
Please. My Demon Slayer little figurines are so important to me.
No, literally. I don't even, because there's just some, because then, it circles back, because then there's so many things that I have that, I just have to not throw out.
Not me.
At least I have, because you know how I got, a bunch of flowers for my flower wall? Mm-hmm. I have the red one and I have the yellow one. I haven't thrown out the yellow ones because I'm what if I want to do that again in the future?
Oh.
You know?
That's smart.
Well, I know, but, then they're just, there sitting, and it's ugh.
Well, you could throw them out and then just go to the dollar store again.
But I don't want
to
spend that money again.
Order. I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, I guess. Ugh. I don't know. Because then, where do people have their birth certificates?
You have to carry that with you.
Carry it with you? You just put it somewhere safe.
Like, where? What if you need access to it? I guess you'll just, like, fucking, like, scan it and you'll have a copy of it with you.
With you where? You have it in your house.
In my underwear. At all times.
You have it in your house, and when you need to present it, you go to your house and you get it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, no, as in for van life. Hello?
You have it in the car.
In the van? Where?
There's no storage space?
Yeah. I don't know!
Wherever you have all the paperwork, it's there.
I guess.
Are you imagining that the van doesn't have a desk or a drawer?
It has to have many of those.
I was about to say, so in one of them, birth certificate.
Our van has to be so aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. It has to be so cute. It's gonna be, like, it's gonna be such hippie vibes. Hippie vibes.
I think we might drive in separate vans.
Why? What are you imagining?
Just a hippie kind of sometimes ends up looking like dumpster, so hippie okay, minimalist. Wait.
I was about to say, what kind of fucking hippie vans have you been looking at that they look dumpster?
The ones that you show me, I'm like, that's too much.
No! Really?
They gotta lighten it up.
Wow!
That's hippie dumpster. I want hippie aesthetic. You know?
Oh my gosh.
We have different tastes.
We need to reach a compromise. My van!
The compromise is that hippie, but tone it down. That's the compromise.
That's what you want!
No, I want all white and then some green.
In the van?
Yes.
Even the outside is going to be hella prison? Like, even when you go in, you're going to think you're in a prison van?
Yes.
Bus?
And then a couple little succulents here and there. That's what I want. But I understand that you want hippie, and it's like, it's the whole nota of the van, so I go for that, but tone it down.
Maybe, I'll have to see what you're talking about, because I don't know. I don't see it.
Yeah.
Because I thought
not a conversation
my people were toning it down.
No.
What?
Some of them take it hell, and I'm like, damn.
You've seen the videos, and you're like, oh, that's a lot.
Sometimes, yeah.
Why?
Sometimes they really be fucking feeling it, and it's okay, like, can I breathe in the van?
Keep in mind, we also need to dress hippie all the time.
Yes.
Okay, no.
We have designated wardrobes.
No.
Yes.
There you... No.
What?
No. What? I enjoy whatever.
No! No! Your closet will only have so much.
Only have so much, but of the items
of
that
the
I choose.
Of the things I choose. No. I will choose for us. We have to dress the same every day as well. You know, we have to, like, you know, be that matching vibe.
No.
It's like, oh, is it those sisters from The Shining?
No.
Yeah, we have to dress the same.
I know you're joking, but I'm just scared that you might actually be like, this is kind of a different idea.
No, I'm not joking.
No to all of the above.
We have to dress the same.
I think I'm just going to stay in Hawaii then.
Why? You don't want to dress the same as me?
You know what sucks, though? That we're going to Hawaii, and it would be perfect that while we're in Hawaii, we start working on our van. But then how do we get it back?
Well, I mean, you could do that. You would have
to
pay.
It's expensive.
It's not that expensive.
Take a car on a boat.
On a boat?
Or a plane? How would we do it?
I would do plane.
How much does it cost? To transport
a car via plane or boat. Which one's cheaper? We don't know.
Ship your car anywhere. Calculate your ship cost. Pickup location, Honolulu.
Oh my gosh.
Delivery location.
Let's do Florida.
Who's closest to Hawaii?
California.
Yeah?
Or like Arizona is pretty close. I don't know. What's that corner one? Nevada?
Let's do this one. Okay, I'll just guess that it's a 2019... It's a big car.
I mean, just give a rough rate. Do a bus.
Well, what brand?
I don't know. Not Chevy. I don't know. Regardless.
Let's do it for the 30th. I just want to see. Calculate quote.
Regardless, we would do that. We have to start it in Hawaii. Because then we need to collect all, like, the stuff and, you know, make it all nice and shit. We have to.
I'm literally going to see how much it costs.
Oh my gosh. Give me numbers. The silence here is too much.
You'll be redirected in 10 seconds.
10 seconds? That's 10 seconds too much! Okay, but So, yeah.
Oh, I think they're going to email it to me.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Done in serio así? It's like, I have some time. Just kidding. Yeah, I feel like in, like, what, I don't know what I would take.
Take to what?
Like, if I had to move, like, right now, like, what would you take with you?
Like, my notebooks, I guess. All my little
Naruto and My Hero Academia figurines.
What?
My little Demon Slayer figurines.
Are you saying what's important to you?
I mean, what I would take with me. I would take, like, my credit cards, all those. I would take my stethoscope. Did it give you a number?
No. It didn't even fucking email me. So, damn. Never mind. I don't know. Damn.
So, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
I guess we'll find out when we're boarding the plane.
It's doable.
I mean, what? Worst case scenario, like $5,000?
That's
like,
so much.
I know, but like,
damn. I think going to Hawaii is $5,000. No, it's
$1,000. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a car would be $5,000. That seems logical.
Sorry, you're making noises.
The camera might think pick it up.
But yeah. So I'm just trying to like see. I mean, because none of the furniture. I wouldn't want to keep none of the furniture. I guess some of the stuffed toys.
Some of the bedding. I hate to not have bedding. You know, something that people forget that you need to take is shower curtains. Because normally the apartment thingies don't leave them for you, or at least not new ones. So you have to take shower curtains, or at least buy them that day.
Yeah, I don't have one of those. My shower has, like, a glass door, and I can't really take that.
No, it depends on what kind you have. But what I don't understand is,
how do you buy... last hotel we were at, they did glass door versus...
Yeah, I wonder if that's where we're moving towards. But, like, then we didn't have the ability to have a bathtub, which is kind of una nota, you know?
Oh, I would never use it.
I know, but some people do. If you're skinny and actually fit in the bathtubs, I'm assuming it's nice.
Yeah, I don't...
I wouldn't know.
I literally...
You know what we should buy? One of those. Do you know something? Bathtubs.
Okay, we need to literally do proper research, because the last time we went to a hotel, we went to, like, a chain one, and I literally, just on my feed on Instagram, I think it was today or yesterday, there was this Airbnb that was so fucking cute, and it was in Savannah, Georgia, and it was just $97 a night, and it was an Airbnb. And it was so cute. And I don't know about the whole parking situation. I don't know, whatever. And it's probably exposed to the world, like fucking houses are. You know what I mean? But it was just the most aesthetic. It had a little kitchen. It had a little... I'm going to show it to you.
Oh, that sounds
and
cute.
It had like... it had a balcony on the back that had like such a nice view. And it was like a mountain. And
so
like
should
had,
we do an Airbnb next time?
I think so.
Let's do it.
I think so. And we'll see how safe and or not safe we feel. And, you know.
Beauty is we can just leave. Oh, actually, no.
Why?
Anywhere else we can't just leave, because we'd be going by plane.
Girl, we'll rent a car and we'll make the drop-off place near your house.
You could do that. And just drive? Yeah. Where would we stay?
In the car.
That's worse.
Or we could go somewhere else.
Logic escapes you sometimes, doesn't it?
I need you.
No, but actually, because that's the thing. We went to Savannah, Georgia. It was great. It was adorable.
We did. We'll do a separate podcast on that. Yes. I actually do want to talk about our whole stay.
But I'm excited because I think the next places we're going to, separate or together, I think we should do together and just make that like a whole week.
What?
Stay in Arizona for like 3-4 days and then go to Utah 3-4 days and just make that... Make it a longer trip, have two separate hotels that we stay at, and just travel from Arizona to Utah. Because why spend double the plane ticket?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we're already there. We might as well drive around there.
I got you.
You know?
Would we have to rent a car?
Of course.
Yeah?
Oh, is that something you don't want to do?
I don't know. Just for Savannah, Georgia, I regret it so much. So I don't want to make that mistake again.
It's not make that mistake again. We paid 2 days for a car that we didn't use, but we did road trip all the way over there.
We did.
So we did need a car.
We really did.
I guess what we could have done is dropped it off. Like, you know, only had rented it for a day and then re-rent it coming back, you know?
Yeah.
That's something we could do, but then it would be about actually planificándonos properly.
Yeah, we don't do that.
We don't.
We are spur of the moment.
We
decide what happens.
That's the thing. If we go back to Savannah, I will feel a little bit more like, oh, I'm a native. I know what I'm doing. Like, I'll know exactly. Like, we won't get a car. I feel like it'd be even cheaper to just go by plane.
Yeah, for sure.
Just land there, Uber to the area. Hotel, yeah. And then just caminar. You right? know? That would be
so nice. I actually regret so much not, like, actually, like, eating.
What? No, I don't regret that at all because my credit card bill is insane. And if we'd really? Eaten more, it would have been even more insane.
I'm sorry. It was that's it was fine. For my birthday, so you shouldered a lot of it.
I did. And that's fine, but it was a lot. That's the thing. We're like, oh, let's eat. Food is food anywhere. No, like, but like, unless there's something special like, about let me this just, food. Because
I have my whole food account thing. So okay. I was like, oh my God, literally, like, it'll just be an excuse to literally, like, either breakfast or dinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We also never wake up.
We don't, but whatever. So
we don't talk about that. You know, that's apparently something with ADHD where it's not an attention deficit. It's that this kid explained it where it's like you do too much or you don't do enough. The fact that we sleep so much is a symptom of ADHD.
I also feel like it's a symptom of depression.
También, but we overdo it. We can't just sleep. We either don't sleep enough, because I had a phase where I would only sleep like 3-4 hours.
Honestly.
And like, I would wake up and I would be exhausted, but I couldn't sleep again. And I was like, oh my God, I have insomnia. No. I do have a sleeping disorder, but it comes from my ADHD. Mm-hmm. So I just thought I'd share that.
No, yeah.
We're thanks. So mentally fucked, it's not even funny.
No, like, the thing is, there's so many reasons that I have the symptoms I have. Yeah, like, it's right? For anxiety, it's because the thing is, my symptoms are symptoms of anxiety, symptoms of depression, symptoms of post-traumatic stress, ADHD, fucking, like, everything. Mm-hmm, yep. Like, everyone wants me to fucking oversleep. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a symptom for everybody. Yep. So, if I'm not doing it tenfold, I'm not doing it right.
You're really not. Bible, girl. Bible. But anyways, back away from this depressing topic. But yeah, so if we actually plan ourselves properly, yeah, we could, like, let's get to Arizona, it. Enjoy the Grand Canyon. If we're near the Grand Canyon, even though I know hotels near the Grand Canyon are expensive. So we'd have to do our mathematics.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to walk more than 30 minutes to get somewhere. Mm. Is that your cap? What's your cap?
I'd say an hour, but yeah, 30 minutes sounds decent. An hour?
I guess an hour walking isn't horrible, especially it's like a walking area.
Yeah.
Because that's what was nice about Savannah. Everyone was walking. Versus yes. Here, nobody walks, so you kind of feel weird walking.
Well, I mean, who gives a shit? That means you're alone. You can have your mask off for longer.
That's true. Oh, we also have to get vaccinated.
That's something. I low-key, I don't want to travel again until we do.
Agreed.
And I don't know if that's putting it off too much.
No, it's not putting it off too much. I don't know how much the gap is between them, but we could literally a month. Do an
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I was going to schedule us for, like, yesterday or something, but then the insurance, and I didn't end up doing it. And the next, like, the second appointment was for July 5th.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to get our first vaccination, go somewhere.
Travel, then
when
come
we get back.
Okay.
Finish the vaccination.
That sounds dope.
And then give ourselves that break, because apparently with the second vaccination, a lot of people get sick.
Yeah.
Give ourselves that break to get better, and then go on our next trip. Oh my God, let's do that.
Yay!
Let's get vaccinated, and then let's go on a trip. I really want to do Arizona, Utah. If we actually use our minds and plan, we could actually have a great time and actually experience hella. You know, because I don't know what there is to see in Salt Lake City, but Salt Lake City is top right of Utah. So it is quite a drive from.
And again, and I want to do Airbnbs because they look so
deal, done. Sweet. Sure. That's people's houses and they just Airbnb right? them out.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, we kind of drifted. So, like, we're going to keep traveling. That's the thing. While we're getting unemployment, I want to see the world. And once we start working again, like, the
we're
thing
gonna
is.
We're going to keep doing it.
I'm going to be like, I need a week every single month off. I'm sorry. Traveling every single month, that's insane. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I was going to say.
YOLO. I'm here for a good time and a long time. If I die in the process, that's fine. I don't want to be here anyways.
Well, damn.
Woo!
Oh, is that, I was like, that, you're looking for a high five with that?
Yeah.
Because actually, what we could do, because, I mean, any job that we find is going to be semi-full time.
Yes.
So,
the thing your friend did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that sounds fire, because then, like, you don't actually lose any, like.
And that's the thing, we're not going to be gone for more than a few days.
I mean, a week. I'd give ourselves a week.
That's even too much.
We also need recovery time.
That's fine. We come, we depression, that's fine.
Do.
Just make sure when we get back, we only do, like, night shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Hopefully, we like our jobs. Which
hopefully,
I don't. I hate every job.
Hopefully,
I've ever
we
had.
Just find various forms of income to where, like, I don't even
all
need
I
my
need
job.
All I need is a friend at work. I've never had one of those before. The, when I did have one, of course, he had to go and like me and be a weirdo. I'm so desirable. but I actually looked forward to going to work.
Aww.
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it.
I'll try not to be offended. I'll let it sink in.
No, the problem was at that job, it was just so depressing. That job, even if I'd had a friend, it only would have worked if I had been friends with one of the jefecitos.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's what I hate about kids being in charge of kids.
Yeah, they're so
they're
shit.
So fucking annoying. Because it's so annoying because the thing is, they act entitled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get
it's
it.
It's like, you're making 25 cents more than me. Chill.
I mean, because the thing is, there's nothing wrong with you, like, being my superior. Because, like, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah.
But it's the fact that it's abused and, like, it's you're only nice to your friends and, like, oh, because I'm not kissing your ass. It's like, I guess that's literally with even other adults. I don't know. I have a whole issue with that.
I don't know either, but agreed. That was so fucking annoying. And that's the thing. That's something I've learned. I am not doing any manager any favors.
Never.
But you know what
Let me
pisses
say real
me
quick,
off?
Though.
If you don't do the favors, that's why you didn't get the raise.
That's annoying.
But if you do the
fuck.
Favors, they're not even noticed.
That's annoying as fuck because I never did nobody no favors. I mean, just the
and
only
you had a whole fucking dollar raise.
Yeah.
They would call me in and I would go. I worked
I
my birthday
shit.
And the 25th.
They knew not to call me because it's like, nah.
The thing is, I did it because I'm like, oh, I'll be in her good graces, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it with my first manager because, and then she left, but then with the new one, I'm like, let me start off on a good foot. Let me make sure I'm liked, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, no, I'll help you out. I worked fucking, I closed Saturday nights and then would go in 5 hours later and open Sunday mornings.
I don't know how you did that.
Who the fuck wants to do that? Not me. But I did it because I'm like, let me be liked. Let me do you this solid because you don't have a Sunday person in the mornings.
Yeah, you say that, but then I know that Sunday she would try to talk to me and be like, eh. And she'd be like, mm.
I'm also awkward. But
I know.
I understand. I'm not good at being friends. If I was good at being friends, I wouldn't have been doing favors. But you're going to tell me that you don't notice that I'm being nice? But to her, she's like, no, you just wanted hours and you were doing your job. I didn't have to work Saturday and Sunday, bitch. I could have had one weekend off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tell her.
Because it doesn't even matter what happened, but that's the thing. I'm not doing any fucking favors. No. I'm scheduled so, and so. That's it. Don't fucking call me. Don't tell me shit. Don't, oh, please stay a little bit longer. No. Can I? Yes. But will I? No. Fuck you.
Exactly.
Done.
That's...
Oh, did that just break?
It did. But that's the thing, where it's like, I didn't do anybody any favors ever.
You're just really well-liked.
Is that what
you're
it is?
You're a Gemini.
Damn. Everything is about my sign.
Everything. I'm a Capricorn.
Does that make you not liked?
It makes me very unliked, yes.
Oh, does it really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I seem heartless and bitchy, but I'm actually a big softy inside. Yeah. Capricorns are very disliked. I think it's Capricorn, Scorpios,
then,
and Sagittarius that are very disliked.
Then why are Geminis liked?
Because y'all fake.
Bitches.
Yeah. Y'all know how to assimilate very well.
Is that acclimate. What it is? Acclimate.
We have drifted.
We
but
did.
Yeah, so what I like that we got out of this is that we are not materialistic at all. I enjoy material items, but we are not materialistic. Like, not even a little bit.
Agreed.
Because material does not cloud my judgment. It does not...
No.
Fucking... It's
not at all.
Not
and the thing
main
is, even though, like,
focus.
Again, I'm not gonna get rid of something that I literally just bought, but I am very
I could
willing...
Do it.
Well, I mean, same. I would really try not to. I'd at least keep it for, like, a few months.
You see, that's what sucks. I have literally zero attachment.
Then why buy things?
It's just literally that satisfaction of the moment. Of, oh, I got it. That's it. That is literally it.
Damn.
And I know that. But I want that satisfaction. And then once I have it, I'm like, where do I put it? I might as well throw it out. I really might as well throw it out.
No. I can't wait, because I'm going to weep out my entire room. I need to just, like... find stuff. Because my thing is, like, organization /, like, existing for me has to be empty. Does that make sense?
I see that, but I disagree because you live here.
But in order for it to look nice, it needs to be empty.
But you live here.
Unless, like, drawers. I'm not talking about drawers.
I know. Oh, no, I know. Those are full, but they're closed. But also
yes.
Countertops and desktops. Like, you don't have anything except a charger there. Like... If you had a little bottle of water, nobody would hold that against you.
But then that wouldn't look nice.
there would just be a water bottle on the desk.
That would make it look not nice.
Your standards are weird. Which is why us sharing a van is going to be awkward.
It's really not, because for van life, I'm gonna let myself go.
Oh, yeah? Cool. We also won't have that much stuff.
We really won't.
Like, okay, I left the whisk on the table. The whisk belongs in the drawer. Put it away.
More like, actually, do you know what's good for van life? You literally, everything kind of needs to have a spot, because when you're moving, like, things can't be loose or whatever.
Yeah.
So they literally need...
Yeah.
A place.
Yeah.
So I win!
Good job. And we're going to be eating out a lot. No, there's a way to cook.
There is. They have coolers and there are little mini kitchens.
Nice.
In the van? You're hungry? Yeah. I'm hungry too! No, did we eat? Possibly. That's another thing, guys. I don't know if it's a symptom of depression or what it's a symptom of, but I eat one meal a day, barely.
That's an eating disorder.
Stop.
No, it's not.
Is it really?
If you don't eat three meals, isn't it I don't know. Maybe I'm
stuck. I don't know. Maybe I'm exaggerating. But there's noise outside, so let's cut this short before, like,
yeah, anyways, we've been drifting all over the place, but,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in again today. We'll see you
the next time.
Bye.
Bye.